Julia, I just wanted to ask you once again for those maybe listeners who haven't heard about it. Tell your experience at the talk.
It was very helpful to hear other people's stories. Everyone had different issues for the most part, but just seeing a demonstration of the NRT and you answering some of the questions that the audience had was very helpful to me, and kind of convinced me that this is a way to go. And the reason it was so important was I had just in my own road to self health exploration was at the point where you were like the missing link for me. I had gotten almost to the point where I knew diet was the problem or the issue and the answer, but I didn't know beyond that. And so the seminar just answered, listening to, you know, the different situations and your answers and responses to them kind of was the last piece that I needed to a puzzle.
So how has your life changed with respect to things you could or could not do now, or the way you feel or don't feel now?
Well, for me, getting off of medication that I'd been on for in excess of 20 years for asthma medication was amazing. That's a miracle in and of itself. But my health, I mean, I just feel so much better without the sugar and other things that there's just no comparison.
That's just so cool. Has anybody else noticed any changes in you?
Well, you know, my husband was at the seminar when we went, uh-huh. and he, you know, he said, "Well, you try it. If it works for you, then I'm gonna go see Paul." So, yeah, he'll be coming in shortly.
I guess he's on his way. If not, we'll drag him in, right?
Oh well, you know, he's like me, and he's seen me take medicine for 20 years, and he's going like, "You're not taking anything." I go, "I know. It's just wild."
Yeah, yeah, it is wild. It is wild. I mean, it's just, it kind of defies, you know, the whole culture.
Yep.
Right? I mean, and that's kind of, you know, in a way, it's almost like, wait a minute, this is maybe too good to be true, which unfortunately is kind of, you know, it's that part of the human mind that undoes even the good things or could undo
right.
the good things.
Well, that's my husband. You know, he's going like, well, I'm just waiting for the shoe to drop. I go, well, we'll give it a little time, but then you have to go in.
Well, what you just tell them, just show them, you know, your shoes drop every evening.
Right.
And then that's, you know. So what would you recommend to anyone else that you cared about? Oh, you already talked about your husband. But, you know, when, what would you, I mean, if you had the opportunity to inspire, which you have, by the way, inspire someone to make the changes and take control, you know, what would you say?
I think everybody's on their own path of discovery on that, and hopefully there's that everyone's doing their own homework, like me. I mean, I was searching for answers, but if you have a problem, and we're not talking about, you know, on death's door, then you go and see you go to the hospital or that type of thing. But if you're looking for an alternative, and you know, you just, you know, your research, your life experience has taught you that your diet is not right. And some people know that, I think, inherently, even though they think they're following what the FDA tells them is good. Then I would say that they ought to try it, because it's nothing short of a miracle in my mind. It is the missing link. Like I said, it's the last piece of the puzzle that I needed to have good health.
That's just so cool. I mean, and you know, I'm simpatico there. I mean, I think it's so funny. You know, there's that thing about the hair club for men, you know?
Right.
I'm not just a selling this stuff. I'm a patient or a client too. I mean, it's what got me into it.
Right.
You know, it's what got me into it.
And let me also say, for your radio audience, listening audience, I mean, I never thought I would be talking on a talk show, and I hope I don't sound like a paid advertisement, because I'm not. But I'm a very strong proponent of doing your homework, doing the research, and getting answers. And if you're out there looking, gosh, you definitely need to go to a seminar and check it out for yourself.
That's so cool, because, you know, you're like me. I mean, I mean the only reason why I do this, yes, I make a living at it, but, you know, you and I both know it ain't gonna. I'm not gonna be making zillions of dollars. It's too complicated, right? I got when you're working with people as closely as I work with them, you can only work with so many people. But when you have found the missing piece, it's just a compulsion to want to share it with others, and we're simpatico on that.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for spending the time, Julia. I really do very much appreciate it, and I know that we will have inspired someone. If not, you know, Monday, sometime they will have heard us talk, and they will, and you know that you've been a part of helping somebody else find, you know, that missing piece, and I know that always feels good.
Right, and I would say thank you for what you do.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that you're actually doing it. All right, dear. Thank you so much for spending this time, and I will see you back in the clinic at your next visit.
Absolutely. Thanks again.
All right. Bye-bye.